God has ever called to heal a sick man and he healed him on the basis of his faith. If another man comes on the same ground, he's got to meet that same condition, or he did wrong when he healed the first man. Surely, if he saved the man on the basis of faith, then how are we going to get in then upon church joining and sprinkling and baptisms and so forth? It's by faith, by grace, by the power of God. By something that you met God's requirement and He called you and changed your life before you even could do anything about it. For there's nothing in your center to begin with. And there's nothing there to change. So God by His grace foreknow you and called you to His ministry and to His wedding supper. It's nothing you can do about it all. God's grace altogether. God did it by grace. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me, not make believeth, but believeth on him that sent me, hath present his everlasting life and shall not come into the judgment, but pass from death unto life. Amen. How are we going to get around that? There's so much make believe, going on sensations and different things like that, but within your heart you believe it. When something's happened to you, God did it, and God's the only one that can do it. So God, by grace and election, put that in your heart to believe it. It wasn't there to begin with, and you had no way of putting it there. God placed it there, and you answered the call. Now, notice, in Genesis, the 15th chapter, when he taught Abraham the separation, when Abraham was ready to separate himself from unbelief, believing Lot, the lukewarm church members, when Lot went out into Sodom and become the mayor of the city and built him a nice church down there or something, whatever he did, then God met Abraham and they offered a blood sacrifice for separation and confirmed the covenant to Abraham. Amen.